It is the Pinkneil Atkinson with Sean O'Donnell and Andy Heaton in the Angus and Crosby after Liverpool have got beat by 1-0 against Plymouth Argyle. Just saying Liverpool have got beat, Sean, it's not something you've said very often over the course of the season. Liverpool have got beat. Liverpool only got beat two other times, once being half-time in a two-legged affair against Tottenham. But let's be crystal clear, not dissimilar to Nottingham Forest, really. Liverpool got exactly what they deserved today. Liverpool didn't deserve to win that game.
No, they didn't. And I mean, it's disappointing because obviously you don't want to get beat. And the headline will be the magic of the FA Cup, you play with Plymouth and stuff like that. But if anything, I think that game was an example of how the FA Cup has gone so far the other way, to be honest, because I think manager, team, you know, even to an extent us, you sort of deprioritise it and you do in your head. I think on 60 minutes, like, or whenever we're getting beat 1-0, 70 minutes, call it whatever it is, I think if you say to Slot, you can call it now. He goes, yeah, sounds. Because there's bigger things at play. And as I say, it's disappointing to get beat. You never want to get beat, you know, ever. But I just think that the way it all played out today was like, I think Stoss will be disappointed with the result, but go, do you know what, sound? Yeah, what else we?
I'll come back to you on this. I think that the one thing I would say is, I think the point is not a priority. I think it might be different if Liverpool haven't just got to a cup final in the domestic competitions, and that's there as well. They played Thursday night, that's there as well. So there's a ton of players you could do with a little bit of a rest. All of that said, I think there is a bit of a thing today, Sean, where there will be lads who want to be senior players, who want to see themselves in Liverpool's first 11, who have not covered themselves in glory at all. And to me, that's the frustration. That's the thing I'm annoyed about. I'm not annoyed by the results of the grand scheme. There's worse things. I'd rather go up now than go out in the quarter at Man United, yes, like last season. I'd rather that happens than go out to Man United. Let me be crystal clear. But I think if you are a few of those players who are on the fringes, or even a couple that are coming back from injury, you're looking at your performance today and you're coming off thinking, well, I'm not doing anything to grab his attention.
Couldn't agree more. And I don't think anybody stepped up. I mean, Endo aside, Endo has been pretty faultless, I think, all season. When he's been asked to do things that you wouldn't normally associate Endo with, play centre-half, all that other stuff, he's been great. But I think today, you needed someone to step up. Like we were saying the other day, we're excited to see what Harvey Elliott does. He hasn't had loads of minutes. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and slag him off, but nobody stepped up. Nobody gave you that thing, as you say, where you think, okay, he's really putting the case to play against Everton,